May 16th, Paul Holcroft.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Paul is not a man to take the easy road. He quit a good job in the business world to study theology full-time. Besides that, Paul and his wife Colleen are foster parents who have cared for children ranging in age from newborn to 8 years old. Paul is quick to point out that God's grace gets us through day by day. To help other foster families get through day by day, Paul and Colleen started a support group. Here's his story.
Whatever it costs, investing in people yields eternal dividends. But why, Paul? These kids have a lot of issues. If you aren't trying to adopt, why open yourself up to the problems? Paul Holcroft didn't know what to say to his friend Brian. He almost had a point. Just as well, he couldn't stay and talk. Paul and his wife Colleen felt they had a full, satisfied life together, with large extended families, church friends, jobs they enjoyed, and a funny pet beagle. They weren't interested in much else outside of these circles. But at a summer barbecue with friends, the conversation turned to a story of an orphan baby in need of a foster family. It was weeks before family services could find a family for her. "Hey, we could do that. We could take care of babies." "And that was completely out of character for me," Paul said later. "I knew it must be from God." Paul's idea surprised Colleen too, but she agreed. Months later, they were officially licensed foster parents. "We'll just take babies. We aren't ready for older kids," they told each other. But a phone call came late one night. There was a 6-year-old boy in a desperate situation. Would Paul and Colleen take him in? It would be temporary until things settled down and family services could find a relative to take him in. Paul and Colleen said yes. The more Paul learned about young Charlie's life, the more Paul realized that this time in foster care was a unique opportunity to show Jesus Christ to Charlie in practical ways. He planned experiences for Charlie that he might never get otherwise. Paul took Charlie to church, where they participated in children's activities. He and Charlie went on a special father-son fishing trip up north and played football together. Unplanned experiences cropped up too. Paul and Colleen soon became aware that Charlie had no concept of what marriage meant. He only thought in terms of temporary boyfriend-girlfriend arrangements. One evening, Jim, a church leader, came to visit. Charlie warmed up quickly to him and said, "So, how many girlfriends do you have?" Jim exchanged grins with Paul and Colleen and then explained that he had the same girlfriend for 30 years. "And I don't plan on getting another," he said. This was a novel concept for Charlie. Every night before bed, Paul gave Charlie the bedtime story experience. And Bible stories fascinated Charlie, especially the stories of Jesus. Paul even explained the gospel in simple terms. During one of those bedtime Bible story times, Charlie told Paul he wanted to believe in Jesus and what he had done for him. Almost a year after welcoming Charlie into their home, Paul got a call from Charlie's caseworkers. "We have a close relative of Charlie's who's ready to take him in. I'll come for him on Wednesday." Wednesday came and ended with tearful goodbyes and tight hugs. Paul's heart was aching. But now he knew how to answer his friend Brian's question. Why volunteer and open yourself up to trouble? This is why. God filled my life with blessings and love to give it away. Charlie had arrived a perfect stranger, but he was leaving a beloved son and brother in Christ. And it wasn't just Charlie that Paul had come to know. He was now connected to a world he would have never been a part of before: caseworkers, lawyers, and troubled parents. Paul said, "I would have missed this. It was all worth the chance to love. Nothing had been subtracted. No piece of his heart went missing. When he loved with God's love and followed God's lead, he had even more to give." The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 11 and 12, "Now may our God and Father himself and Jesus our Lord direct our way to you, And may the Lord cause you to increase and abound in love for one another and for all the people, just as we also do for you. What blessings do you have in your life? Material, financial, education, family? Today, think of one way you could use that blessing to show love to someone. Whatever it costs, investing in people yields eternal dividends.
Welcome, 365 Christian Men. My name is Mike Mutt. Today is May 16th, and I'm joining you from Jerusalem here in Israel. Let me ask you, what is that thing that God is inviting you, prompting you to do, to participate with what He's doing here in the earth? You see, I believe that God is always inviting us, prompting us, in little niggly thoughts, little ideas that we have, to participate in His outrageous work in the things that He's doing on this earth. What He's doing on this earth most of the time to us looks and feels outrageous because it's countercultural. It goes against the kingdom of this world. And I believe that most of us are being invited by God's Spirit. We have these little thoughts. What if somebody did this? What if I reached out to my neighbor this way? What if I gave this way? What if I participated in that way? And then most of us as guys will shoot down those little thoughts with our counter thought. It'll probably fail. I can't afford it. What if I don't have what it takes? What if it doesn't work the way I want it to? How could I be the one that would do this? And this is what I loved about the story about Paul Holcroft. This is what's attractive about his story. He's just a man like you and like me. And he simply heard those little niggly thoughts, and he probably asked the same questions. How could I, what if it fails? I can't afford it. And he dismissed them. And he took steps of faith, little steps of faith. And then God did the rest and did a miraculous outreach to these most vulnerable of persons around us. So guys, what is that thing that God's inviting you to do? Something that you know that's niggling at your spirit and your mind and your heart. God's pulling on you and inviting you. What if you did this? What if you reached out this way? What if you took the time to, and I want to encourage us and challenge us today. What if you laid aside those counter thoughts that keep shooting down God's ideas and take little steps of faith, and then God will do the rest. He'll put together an amazing outreach that is outrageous in the eyes of the world, but in God's kingdom, it's the way He works. He uses men like you and like me and like Paul Holcroft. God bless you guys. Have a great day.